The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth!
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive!
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
When you bring the words true and money together in modern America, you just made modern American media history. The True Money Show. With David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
This network, we're going to have full-time, 24 hours, Dire Straits. Because I know you like listening to that more than you like listening to me. I think, anyway. I kind of like listening to it more than I listen to myself. My church has made me turn into a talker. And I kind of liked my little hole I was in before. I was quiet, sat in there in the house. Try not to bother anybody and didn't let anybody bother me. But those days are gone. You know what? I think in retrospect, Mike was right. You know, you can't hold yourself up and expect the world to get better. You got to get out there and throw a few punches. So that's what we're doing here in the Veritas Radio Network. Hello, everyone. I'm David Simpson. You're listening to The True Money Show. I hope my family has tuned in today and will give me their editorial comments and criticisms of my performance today. I always love getting those. Just love getting those. This is the True Money Show, and we've been at this, I think, coming on 23, 24 weeks, something like that. And I think it's going pretty well. I've gotten lots of people telling me that it's helping them, that they like listening to it. And so I'm proud to continue on and keep trying to make a difference in the financial world. But beyond that, the Veritas Radio Network is trying to make a difference in the whole world, not just the media world. That's a big part of it because, obviously this is a media outlet. But really to fight the craziness that's going on out there, least of which is what I'm going to talk about today, which is our national debt. I'm calling this Free Phone Fourth Week. Mike has free phone. That's hard to say. Mike has Free Phone Friday every Friday where you can just call in and talk about whatever you want. Well, the Free Phone Fourth Week on the True Money Show is here for you to call in and ask me whatever you want. I've been talking about our pernicious and unsound monetary system that we live under. You can ask me about that. I've been talking about a just and sound money system. We've talked about distributism and other. If you have other ideas on what would be a better monetary system, you can call and ask me about that. I've also been counseling listeners on my financial plan, which I think is the best defensive plan you can have in this unholy money system that we have. It doesn't fix it, but at least protects you to some degree from the destruction of the money system upon your personal finances. So if you have any questions about your personal finances, I'll take those. And or you can call in with something completely different. It doesn't matter to me. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Just enough of you have told me that you wanted an opportunity to ask questions about money, and my show is only an hour long. I know it's always kind of rushed. Someone said that last week to me. They said, you know, your show really needs to be 2 hours because you always seem rushed and there's so much more I want to hear and don't get a chance to, you never get a chance to get around to some of those topics. And I kind of agree. Mike's actually talked to me about that too. I'm wondering if maybe the spirit is trying to guide me into adding to this show, but, you know, I'm lazy. it's more work. Plus, I don't get to go have lunch with Mike and enjoy my lunch in between Wisdom Wednesday and the show. But maybe we will. We'll see. Also, if you can't get to a phone or you don't want to call in, you can email me David@tffco.com. That stands for the Fiscal Fitness Company. And you can go to my website, fiscalfitnesscompany.com, and check out some of my my blog posts there and some other things. So this is a free phone fourth week. Please call in if you want. I do have something to talk about today, but I didn't want to just waste the time talking about some new financial issue or maybe old financial issue that you don't really want to hear about. If you've ever asked for the time to call in and ask a question, today and hopefully every fourth week will be the day to do that. Well, let me talk about a few things before I get into the topic of the day. If you like this show, if you like the Mark Kreslin show, the Mike Church show, The Flow with Kurt Wallace, My Story of America, which will have a new premiere after this show immediately at 1 o'clock today, My Story of America comes on with Dr. George, Michael George, this will be a live show. So you can call into Dr. George's show in an hour as well. What else we have out there? Modern World Made Right. We got Reverse Deception with Greg Carpenter. Reconquest, an excellent show with Brother Andre Marie. The Constitution Hour, our new show, debuted last week, The Suzanne Option. Nice to have a lady's voice on the network. And she's a great personality and a good person to talk to as well. If you like these shows, I'm not asking you to support the shows per se. I don't say, you need to support us because we're just wonderful people on the radio and you ought to want to listen to us. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you like this show is because you think they're making a difference in your life, or they can make a difference in someone else's life, or you believe, as I do, that we have to start communicating with one another and expanding the efforts of the good guys, the people of goodwill, the Christians out there who know that this world is in a world of hurt and the immorality is growing daily. I feel like I'm in the, Tolkien's, the dark power, the shadow is growing. If you feel that way, as I do, and you know this network is one little flicker of light trying to penetrate that growing darkness, that's what I'm asking you to support. Help us to kindle the fire brighter so that more people come out and will be willing to stand up and we'll be able to say the tough things that we're saying on this network. You know, I'll be honest with you. There's many times I wonder, if Mike on his show, when he talks about the gross immorality in the world, if he's frightened doing so. I mean, anybody could walk into this station. Anybody could walk into this studio with a gun and blow us away. They haven't, thank God. I don't believe they will, because I believe God will protect us as we're doing this good work. But anybody could. It's not easy for us to say the things we say. When I say that one of my purposes of my show is to explain and expose the pernicious monetary system that we all live under, when I criticize the entire Federal Reserve as being a giant theft operation, as I do regularly, these are hard words. And these are things that might get you a punch in the face. And if you think it's easy, it's not. And so the support that I'm asking for, your moral support, your financial support, just your caring support of the people who are doing this, I hope it goes both ways. If you chip in a few bucks to support this network, and then we turn around and give you moral support to go out and do the hard work that we're doing here by getting your neighbors, your friends, family, neighbors, your church, anyone to fight the good fight along with us. If we can encourage you to do that, and we're all successful, that's what I'm asking you to support. So, this is the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. I would even go so far as to say media the way it should be. And I hope you appreciate that. Mike's done, I've always say this, he's done yeoman's work. He's killed himself in this process, and I think he's worthy of our support. No one's saying that he's got it all right. No one's saying that I have it all right. What we're saying is that we're striving to be right, and I hope you'll strive right along with us. Then one other thing, I talked to Mike about this on the show this morning on Wisdom Wednesday. You know, we're trying to give you solutions and action plans. This show, the True Money Show, is clearly dedicated to that. I mean, I the first 12 episodes, I explained everything I explained to clients in real meetings, how I set my financial plan. I have a book I've written about this. It sets it out just as equally as well. And you can get the book through Mike's website. You can go to Amazon. Go to my website, fiscalfitnesscompany.com, and check out the book. Buy the book. It's not very expensive. And I set out my entire plan. It's nothing, you know, it's no big secret here. It's just common sense applied in a very systematic way. And it does protective things to help you protect your wealth from the destruction of inflation. So we're trying to give you solutions and action plans. We're not just the typical media outlet that bemoans all the things that are wrong and never fix anything. We're trying to fix things. But we need you to help us fix them. So anyway, I hope you're getting some of these answers. I hope we're not always just sounding like we're beating a despairing drum. All right. Well, remember, today, free phone fourth week on the True Money Show, 844-527-8723. You can email me, david@tffco.com. One last thing before I kind of get into the topic today. I'm giving away another Grace Digital Radio next week. The people who are entered to win the radio are the ones who've joined this month or given a gift subscription or whatever else. So go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, click the join button, either join yourself or send the link to someone else, ask them to join, or buy someone a gift subscription like I just did my mother-in-law, and you'll be entered to win the radio. And next week, maybe next week, I will pull your name to listen to this wonderful device that you can hear all internet radio on. It really is truly a remarkable device. I'm thinking about buying myself one, but I keep buying them to give away on the show, and I never bought myself one in the process. Maybe I should. All right. Well, let's get to some topics here. Again, I hope everyone will call in today if you have any questions about your financial plan, your investments, whatever it is, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I'm going to talk about what I'm calling the second biggest American problem, but I started thinking about it. Maybe it's the third biggest problem. Our first biggest problem clearly is murdering children inside their mother's wombs, right? So I can't claim that mine's more important than that. And then I started thinking, well, wait a second. We're waging unjust war all over the planet and maybe, you know, killing people all over there in our unjust wars. Maybe that's number two. And so I guess I have to drop to number three here. Still don't think it's like inconsequential. It's not like it's unimportant, but maybe my problem's not the highest one. So what is the problem? It's our national debt. National debt. Why is that a problem? Well, let me ask you this. Would you, if you knew that your children were going to have to pay all these debts, would you run your credit cards up to maximum, keep your house leveraged to the full extreme, run your business into the dirt where you owed creditors to people all over town, even when you had your funeral done, you couldn't pay for that. And then would you say, hey, kids, I'm going. See you later. I'm checking out. Y'all enjoy paying my debts off. Would you do that? Or would you kind of wince a little bit and say, gosh, I would hate to be that irresponsible? Well, what if you were that irresponsible on a national level where government goes to such an extreme, it's enormously worse than what I just described in a personal life, and yet every person in America is going to be saddled with this debt forever because it's almost insurmountable at this point. Well, let's go what I'm going to call this week's feature. Let's hear a word from our founding fathers. Everyone seems to like the founding fathers. What did they have to say about such things as national debt? Let's start with Thomas Jefferson. I place economy among the first and most important Republican virtues, and public debt as the greatest of the dangers to be feared. Alexander Hamilton, allow a government to decline paying its debts, and you overthrow all public morality. What? What does debt and morality have to do with each other? Continuing on with Alexander Hamilton, you unhinge all the principles that preserve the limits of free constitutions. Nothing can more affect national prosperity than a constant and systematic attention to extinguish the present debt and to avoid as much as possible the incurring of any new debt. James Madison, I go on the principle that a public debt is a public curse, and in a Republican government, a greater curse than any other. Of course, Madison hadn't heard of killing children yet, but at that point, he probably would have been right. Would have been number one. Benjamin Franklin, when you run in debt, you give to another power over your liberty. Guys, everyone out there that I know loves the idea of their liberty, their freedom, whatever they want to call it, right? And yet we're being shackled on a daily basis by this thing called the national debt, and it's our government that is out of control spending. It's every level, city, state, national, county, you name it, they're spending us into oblivion, and your liberty is at risk. You need to get that into your belief system so you don't take it going, oh, well, I mean, it's just one more program. What's that going to hurt? It's going to hurt you bad. Last one, George Washington. Avoid occasions of expense and avoid likewise the accumulation of debt, not only by shunning occasions of expense, but by vigorous exertions to discharge the debts, not throwing upon posterity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear. Well, you think that's enough founding fathers? I didn't get any more. I bet you I could have gone on for 20 more, but I didn't think I needed any more. I think you get the point. If you are a true American, if you are of the ilk of our founding fathers, then I think you would agree that $14 trillion of debt, I'm going to describe the numbers in a minute, or $19 trillion of debt, or 70-something trillion dollars of debt is not just saddling our posterity, but destroying our nation systematically. All right. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. You don't have to call about national debt. If you want to call about your mutual fund, feel free. I'm here. I'm ready to take your calls. Or you can write me an email, david@tffco.com. So my article this week is from Kiplinger's again, but they're actually interviewing a woman named Maya McGinnis, or McGinnis, it looks like, who is the president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget and the head of the campaign to fix the debt. So I'm going to read a little bit of this thing and make some commentaries as we go. In the second segment, because I told you I want to focus on solutions, in the second segment I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about an article that I wrote some time ago. I think it was in 2008. I don't have it on my blog. Maybe I'll rework it and publish it on my blog so you can see it, the whole thing. But I'm going to talk about some solutions. So how serious is our debt problem? This is Maya McGinnis talking. As a share of the economy, the $14 trillion of national debt is the highest it has been since just after World War II, twice the historical average and twice where we were when we went into the 2008 financial crisis. So what about these numbers, $14 trillion? Well, $14 trillion is what they call the stated debt of the public, meaning what we owe, okay? It's right about $14 trillion. There's another number called they throw around a lot called $19 trillion. This is from the Concord Coalition. $19 trillion says that's the $14 trillion of the public debt what the citizens owe, and another little small $5 trillion, a little smidgling of $5 trillion, intragovernmental debt. This is the debt that the government owes itself. It's not enough they hocked us up to our eyeballs. Now they got to hock themselves as well. I'm not sure what that means when your government owes itself, but anyway, that's the other $5 trillion. And then the $70 trillion number or whatever it is, you see it all over from 50-something trillion to 80-something trillion to 90 trillion. That's the unfunded liabilities. This is the broke-down Social Security system, Medicaid, Medicare, all these programs that we'll never be able to pay for, and the things they try to push down on the states as well. That's how much they estimate, many more trillions we have in debt that we'll just never be able to handle. So those are where all the numbers come from. So it's the worst it's been. It's twice twice what it's, the average, and it's the worst it's ever been now. It's expected to grow indefinitely. This is back to Maya McGinnis. President Obama used the State of the Union address to brag about massive improvement in the deficit, but the short-term deficit was never our problem. Well, I disagree a little bit there, but we should be looking at tax and entitlement reform. I agree with that. Okay, so what is Obama's record? She says, well, he created one of the best commissions that have ever worked on the issue, and then he failed to embrace it. And he engaged in some very productive negotiations with former House Speaker John Boehner, and then they couldn't get to yes. We lost a huge window of opportunity for reforming programs such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that are squeezing out the rest of the budget. So I read a book way back in the late 90s, or early mid-90s, called Bankruptcy 1995. The author of that book was a member who'd been on the Grace Commission trying to solve the debt back then. And he said we would be bankrupt by 1995 if we didn't make changes then. So what does that make us now? God only knows. Going on with Ms. McGinnis here, what about the presidential candidates? What are they going to do? She says, Hillary Clinton's plans would do nothing to take us off the current trajectory, but they won't be so bad, according to her. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have policy platforms that would make our debt situation dramatically worse. Now, that's something, huh? You got the socialist and the supposed, I don't know, conservative slash progressive slash outside the current power structure, Donald Trump. Both of those guys, the socialist and this guy, are both going to make our debt situation worse, according to Ms. McGinnis. Why aren't people more alarmed? It's very difficult for families to understand that fiscal issues eat away at the foundation of our economy. And it's very difficult for them to focus on something like the national debt when they're also worrying about job security or how to save for their kids' college. So it won't come from a grassroots outcry. We're not going to have a million-man march for getting control of the debt. Well, I'll go you one further, Ms. McGinnis. Mike and I were talking about this morning on the show, on Wisdom Wednesday. People are scared to stand up. One guy says he wants to do something about it. He whispers it to his friend. His friend says, are you nuts? They'll come after you and throw you in prison if you stop paying your taxes or something. Or if you oppose the, I don't know, the latest tax from the local governing committee, or you don't go along with the Environmental Protection Agency's mitigation protocols for your land or something. And so you go right back to putting your nose to the grindstone and just hoping that you can survive this mess and die before it happens. Well, that's a really shallow and pathetic attitude to have, because if you're going to try to just die before it happens to you, what about your kids? What about the rest of society? We've become so myopic. We've become so self-centered and so non-sacrificial that we're just losing every opportunity to stand up and be men. And that's what the Veritas Radio Network is calling us to do, but we're just not doing it. Another question to Ms. McGinnis. What would it take to turn things around? She says there are two main possibilities, presidential leadership or a crisis. She says there's always been willingness among the members of Congress to work together, but unless the president takes the lead, it's virtually impossible for them to move forward. But it doesn't make sense. So she says some of these guys will advocate solutions, but instead of coming out and really pushing the solutions and leading on it, they're scared to because they think, well, I'm just a congressman. I need the president to back me on this, and if he won't, why should I try and sacrifice my political career? Wow. Thanks, leaders. Really appreciate it. She said, then there's the sad scenario of a crisis. I don't think that's what will happen here. We are being very short-sighted, but because the U.S. dollar's position as the world's reserve currency, we can screw up our economy and people will still buy our bonds. You know what I say to that? Baloney. And she might believe this, but there's already moves to remove the United States currency as the reserve currency. Plus, I would say, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that there's really a goal to destroy America's currency and its world reserve status to bring in a world currency. They're already talking about this, guys. Well, that's our little talk about national debt. I'm coming to the end of the first segment. I am David Simpson. You're listening to The True Money Show. I hope you're enjoying it. And if you are, call in 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723, or you can email me, david@tffco.com. When we come back for the second segment on The True Money Show, we're going to discuss what I say is five very easy solutions to this problem that nobody wants to take. Y'all come back and listen to us in just a minute.
If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Coconut Man, Moonheads, and P. You ready? Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute.